and it's breaking their hearts. I want to talk to you about the graduate employees who are coming to me daily and asking me, what do I do? They're taking my tuition waivers away, and I don't have an answer for them. I don't understand how you could sit here and listen to these financial reports and not understand the impact that it's having. In 1 year, this university dropped 8 points, 8 levels in the U.S. News and World Report standings on higher education. And the only response from the university is, that's not the only standard we look at. I have to tell you, when you're picking a grad school, that's the first thing you do. You pull that open. You're not in the top 50. You're a top student. You're not coming here. Well, guess what? We're 47. We're going to fall out of the top schools on the state. There has got to be a better way to do this. And I want to work with you. The students here want to work with you. But when we have 30 minutes to come and talk, and nobody will even answer questions, when I bang on doors, when I send you a letter, and I never even got a response. Maybe you didn't get it, I'm not sure. What I'd like to ask, and this is not a rhetorical question, I have 3 questions. First of all, will you take the leadership? I wanna be clear, when we went on strike last year, it was for tuition waivers. There's been people who've said that wasn't the case. I was on the bargaining team, it was for tuition waivers the entire time. When I was on that team last year, we went all over this campus and talked to lots of different departments. Overwhelmingly, all of the students said, please protect our tuition waivers. We said that in the bargaining room. They said no. We went on strike. They changed their mind. We signed a contract. Currently in the School of Fine and Applied Arts, they are breaking that contract by charging change tuition, out-of-state tuition for new students. I want to thank you, President Hogan. When I saw you at the Krannert opening, you said that you supported the arts. I want to hold you to that promise, and I thank you for taking the time to talk to us that day. I also want to say, so I have 3 questions. One, will you take the leadership to tell the administration to enforce the contract that was signed on your behalf on tuition waivers for graduate students? And let me be clear, this is not rhetorical. Two, will you commit, like my friend Peter said, to a freeze of tuition for next year? And three, will you allow students substantive time at one of your upcoming meetings to present a presentation that is based upon research that presents an impact analysis of what tuition raises have done to the student population here? And if you will, I promise you that I will help put that together and get that set up. But I think that you need to hear the other side of the story, and I honestly don't understand it, but I don't think that you are now. So again, those are my 3 questions. Roll back the egregious policy on tuition waivers, tuition freeze, and hear the impact about what's going on. And again, I'd like to reiterate, like Peter said, that was not a rhetorical question. And thank you again very much for your time.
So now we move into old business and new business. I might just say, as new business, address some of the students who've spoken. I went over to the Student Senate meeting last night. I was there at the invitation of David Olson, and I got there around 8:30, and I did not have a speech. I went through an open-ended question and answer session. I stayed till there were no more questions, which may be a reflection of my limited knowledge, but. I would say that I tried to make myself as available as possible. I'd say the senators who were assembled there were very complimentary about Mike Hogan's visit to the Student Senate and the time that he took and his openness with his views on any issue that was the subject of a question or query. And I think there's great evidence that this board in particular has tried to become much more open in our dialogue with both the with everybody with whom we share governance responsibility and with the students as well. So I hope we'll continue to build on that tradition and find places that you can freely ask us questions and we can do our best to answer those questions, recognizing that the public comment session may or may not be the appropriate place. Well, Having said that, is there any other new business?
We want answers. We want a tuition freeze. We want you guys to address
with,
that question.
If there are no more questions, is there a motion to...
Is
there a motion to end the meeting? Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.